Welcome to the Time to Thrive podcast, a podcast designed to help you level up every aspect in your life. I am one of your hosts, Jordan.
And I'm Jared. We are a multi-passionate couple so excited about helping others thrive in their health, wealth, relationships, and careers.
Together, we are here to share with you knowledge, experiences, tips, and tricks to help you step into your fullest potential while also keeping it real.
If you're ready to create the life of your dreams and have fun doing it, then you've come to the right place. So hit that subscribe button and press play, because baby, it's time to thrive.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Time to Thrive podcast. I am here with a very special guest. Her name is Roz Jacobson, and she is a very dear friend of ours. She's actually within our business and our organization, but most importantly, I think she's somebody that I have known for, oh Lord, 15 years?
I think we're going on that.
I think we're going on 15 years now. And one thing that I love about Roz and why I wanted to bring her on here is that Roz just knows so much about so many things. And when she gets passionate about something, she really dives in, does the research, but also does kind of like the energetic work behind everything. So I'm going to let her kind of introduce herself as well, give you guys a quick little spiel, but we're going to be diving into all things conception, pregnancy, home births, fertility, you know, all of the different topics around there. We've got a couple juicy questions that she's going to be answering, and we're going to be chatting through. So whether you are in that phase, whether you're coming into that phase, whether you've already gone through this phase, I think it's all just a really good conversation to dive into. And I just want to preface this by, like, we're having this conversation. If it's triggering for you, sit with that a little bit. These are obviously our conversations, and we are not medical professionals in this space. However, there is a lot of value, I think, in just opening up more conversation about these topics. So, Roz, I'm going to hand this over to you.
I love that you said that, because I feel like the places that we might get triggered or are just like things that we don't know about can actually be really empowering places to learn from, and that I don't think we need science every single time to like prove that there are different ways to do things. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that you shared that you're like, you know lots about, is like, they're just alternatives.
Yeah.
There is a time and place for so many of the, you know, sciencey type conversations and like proof in research and, you know, even the medical system and all of that. But I just love that you started with that, because I think this can be a really empowering place, especially if you're just starting your journey like you, mm-hmm. or also are in the place that I'm in, where I'm like continuing my mothering journey and like all of, just different chapters, right?
Totally. And you guys, I'm just going to point out that Roz is literally sitting here recording this with me right beside me in our home, and she is 3 days out from her due date. So when this hits the air, she may have a second, she will have a second child, I'm assuming, like, yeah. Unless she's really late with her delivery, which we're not sure what's going to happen, but she is rocking this out 3 days before her due date. So let's just kind of dive into it. So give us a little kind of rundown. Obviously you're currently pregnant right now. When did this start? You have Aubrey at home. What's kind of been your pregnancy journey and all that up to this point?
Okay, so Aubrey is just about 3, mm-hmm. and she'll be 3 in a few months. And when I first got pregnant with her, I really just wanted to do it intentionally and really, really from that place of like taking care of mind, body, soul, my heart, but doing it in a way that maybe was like a little alternative, but that was super on purpose. Mm-hmm. And so I had taken my IUD out the December before we got pregnant that spring, which was back in 2021. And then I was working with a naturopath at the time. I had done a full, like, you know, blood panel and just wanted to get my hormones sort of like checked out, so I had that baseline of where my body was at and to support my body as I was coming off of having an IUD for like the past, probably it was like almost 10 years that I had an IUD.
So crazy,
in.
Yeah.
It was 2, like, you know, they have sort of that timeline, mm-hmm. that you, you know, swap them out at. But I was just like, I don't think I actually know my body, mm-hmm. without birth control. And of course, like there's different, you know, there's different types of IUDs and some are hormonal and some are not and all of that. But the point is that I really wanted to support my body as I was regulating to what my hormones actually were, mm-hmm. and to connect with my cycle and know when I'm ovulating from that place of just like more curiosity, not like, okay, I need to know when I'm ovulating to like, let's make a baby. It wasn't mm-hmm. like energetically like that. And you know, me and my husband, we were just like, we really wanted to just like allow the process to unfold to actually get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I think energetically that just felt really right for us. And so, you know, even just to like mirror that back to you, I feel like you're doing it in a really conscious way. And
well, it's funny when you speak about that, like taking out your IUD, all that, I'm like, I literally have an appointment this coming up week to get mine out. Like, it's funny because you're like 3 years ahead of me in this journey, but it's so cool to have this conversation with somebody who is 3 years into it, has almost two first side beautiful babies. But then also myself being like, okay, I almost feel like my conception journey or whatever, if you want to put quotations around it, started like 4 years ago of just like starting to become intentional. And my IUD is not a hormonal one. It is a copper one. So that does help. If you are on hormonal birth control and you're wanting to understand more about your period, please understand that hormonal birth control, the periods that you're getting are really just a medication-induced bleed. They're not your true cycle. It's not like based on your actual like endogenous hormones or like the hormones that your body's actually creating. It's from the stimulation from the pills. So a really good resource if you want one is In the Flow, the book In the Flow. It's awesome. So if you're listening and you're like, okay, I just kind of want to understand even from this point more about this, go read In the Flow, get the audiobook or the book. It's amazing. But anyways, yeah, like I now have been so much more conscious of even, you know, feeling those cycles. And when you say like understanding your cycles and whatnot, then you start to become really in tune. And we're going to get into this more of like, what is my energy like? What is my libido like? Mm-hmm. What does my body do in the different phases of my cycle? Like all these certain things that can obviously play a part through the energetics and the science of like literally creating a human.
Literally. And I think that we're really just not taught this. Like, it's like, hide your cycle, shove a tampon in, and like, just like pretend like it's not happening. Yeah. And so I feel like this is like a really like, not only a like feminine sort of like maturity piece, mm-hmm. but it's really a place that we're like connecting to our human body as women. And I think that that really plays a part as you step into being pregnant and as you step into being a mother. Because I just feel really passionately. Also, I had a girl, so I was like, oh wow, we get to like do this differently, mm-hmm. and just like teach it from a different place. So yeah. That's a little bit of an aside, but when I had checked in with my naturopath, I was taking a few, you know, supplements just to support my adrenals and just kind of like downregulate some of the stress that was in my life. Mm-hmm. And obviously this was like COVID time, so it was kind of just like a bit of a wild go anyways.
It was a wild time.
Yeah, it was a bit of a wild time to, you know, say the least. But that I felt like I was like, okay, I'm really supporting my systems, mm-hmm. right? Like, it's not just one system, especially with us as females. Like, we have so many systems that are so intricately connected. And that was kind of the intention behind it, so that I was going into my pregnancy really just like clear and from that conscious place. So it was probably, it was like 3 months. I got pregnant in April, which was like, that's pretty fast to like come off of, you know, taking your IUD out in December. I got pregnant in April. Actually, it might've been May. My apologies. This feels like a long time ago. And also my brain is different right now. My brain is a little bit different.
Understandably so.
Either way, it doesn't matter. But like on the like sort of quote unquote timelines, that is actually pretty fast. And some people, it can take up to a year mm-hmm. for you to really regulate and feel out where your, you know, actual ovulation is happening. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we forget that like, there's actually only a few days in the month that we can actually literally have a sperm, meet an egg, and actually get pregnant.
Yeah, and that you can also have a bleed.
Yes.
And you might not even be ovulating. So, like, actually really understanding your cycle and doing the things and, like, we're getting LH strips to be like, okay, am I actually ovulating or am I just bleeding once a month? Like, what does that even look like? Is that stuff? And it's just those little things that when you become aware of them, it's not that you have to stress about them and like fixate on it, because there is such a huge energetic piece, I'm sure. But if you're coming into that phase of like, hey, I am going to be wanting to start a family and blah, 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 like there are things that you can do ahead of time. So in terms of that, you know, what did you do ahead of time? What would be like three things, you know, that you had done maybe from the naturopath or whatever that you really feel like made that shift of like, okay, we are preparing for a family. And like, this is also these conversations. Yes. Like empowering women to have them and whatnot. But I think it's also so empowering to have those with your husband as well, or whomever you are having a child with. Just because it's like, it takes two to tango as well.
Yeah. 100%. So a few things that I would suggest is working with a naturopathic doctor, because they have more of a holistic view of your body. Okay. I don't think that anyone is remiss of like, it's not something that the medical system or like our classic doctors are going to look at you and be like, okay, thumbs up, all of your levels are fine, you know? And I'm like, when we put fine in quotations, I'm like, but we're not fine. Yeah. Like, I want to optimize this, you know? And so I just want to like, just encourage you all that are, who are listening, is like, what if you ask the question of like, how do I optimize this experience or optimize this time in my life? And so working with a naturopathic doctor, getting your levels actually measured in terms of hormones and like blood work, just go and get it done. Yes, you're paying out of pocket, but like, honestly,
you're creating your future child.
Literally. I'm like, this, this really matters. We spend so money on like the dumbest shit. And I'm like, this is literally,
this is your future child. Yeah. We're talking about.
And like also your own body of like where you're creating this, little
and, like,
human
your pregnancy
into.
Will be better. Like it's just yes. So much better.
And when we come from that empowering place, honestly, it's just like, it just feels better. And I actually think that those steps that you take before you get pregnant can really give you a positive experience being pregnant. I think that there's this like cultural maybe conversation that's out there that it's like, oh, just pregnancy is the worst and birth is the worst, and like just having that kind of negative sort of view, like, you know, of course you maybe not, you are not feeling super on point all the time in terms of your energy when you're pregnant because you're growing another human. But I think that it really can optimize your chance of having a really incredible and like positive experience, because you're supporting your body the way that it needs for that time that you're in growing another human.
Yeah.
Right?
So getting your levels checked. Yes. Huge.
Yeah. 100%. And just finding a naturopath in your community, reach out to other moms that you are aligned with and that you maybe look up to. Like, that's a really good place to start. If it's like, hey, like, who did you see? That is a really awesome way to get information, especially like just as moms, like, and just to be able to get those recommendations. The other thing is like having these conversations, like you said, with your partner, of just like doing it on purpose, you know, doing it, pun intended, but like really getting pregnant on purpose and just being like, hey, this is like what we're calling in our life. And I feel like that energetic piece of like, we're open to having a baby. That was one thing that me and my husband Grant, like, we really said to each other, but also shared with friends. That was like, hey, you know, people are chomping at the bit, like, when are you going to have your kid? And we were just like, yeah, we're really open to having a baby. And that, even those words, you know, when we talk about like our language and our words are so powerful. Mm-hmm. When we say I'm open to having a baby, it's like you're calling in your baby that like wants to come through.
Yeah.
And whether you are super spiritual or not, I just think that energetically, it's like it's going to happen in the perfect time for you. And that in the contrast, when it doesn't happen, when say you like want it to happen, your body is literally just giving you the sign that it's like, not yet. This, you know, this vessel is not in a place that feels optimal to literally implant and grow a baby. And you should actually just be like, thank God for that. You know, I don't want to say should, but just that I know fertility can be a really challenging thing for a lot of people, but just to come from that place of being purposeful with your words and being like, we're open to having a baby, you know, and that to me feels really exciting. And I remember feeling that excitement and that's different than trying to like grip the stick and be like, we're trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
You know, like there's just a different
we need to.
Frequency to that. Right.
Yeah. Totally. And then I think one of the biggest things, you know, coming off of those points for me being in this part of things was really looking at, so like we are starting to work with the naturopathic doctors now. Jared has got his bloods done. I haven't gotten mine yet, just because I know too, the female body, our hormones cycle on a 28 to 32 day cycle, men's cycle every 24 hours. So his after the wedding made a lot more sense. For me, I was like, I know my stress was crazy. Like, I'm going to give myself a couple hot months to just kind of regulate out, get back to normal, and then I'll go get them checked because there was no point in going and getting them done. So also look at your life that way. But look at your environment too. Mm-hmm. And that was a big thing that we've both had that discussion on. It's like, okay, how can we control stress in our life right now? The reproductive system of a female is the only system in the body that we do not need for survival. So if you are in constant fight or flight, if your cortisol is absolutely spiked, if you're not focusing on your sleep hygiene and, you know, getting, you know, more restorative or whatever, like, if you're not focused on that stress reduction, your body is literally, that's why when we stress ourselves out, that's why I lost my period for two years in my early 20s, because I was stressed my body out. I was dealing with bulimia. I was in a hot mess. I wasn't nourishing myself. And the body's like, hey, you don't need this right now. Like, you're not, I don't literally don't want you to reproduce. So we're just going to shut this off. Right. So focusing, I think, first on like stress reduction for both parties, because that is also going to impact sperm health, production on that side, sperm motility, all those kinds of things. Plus looking at your food choices, you know, what you're doing, your movement styles, you know, the toxins that are in your products. Like, that was a whole, you know, reason why I started to really switch and ditch my lifestyle was like, holy crap, when I lost my period and went into adrenal fatigue, it was that wake up call of like, hey, what can I be doing now to just optimize my cycle going forward? And looking at it as almost like a report card. Like, we get a monthly report card as a female. How was your cycle? How did you feel? Did you have massive PMS? Like, those shouldn't be normal things. Mm-hmm. Looking at it as like that fifth vital sign of like, okay, we were good. Things feel good.
Okay, mamas, this one is for you because I know that there are a ton of you listening in. And I know that there's also probably a ton of you that when you go to the dental office with your kid, you are stressed. You literally want to get out of there without them crying, without them screaming, and without them having any cavities. So I have been there. I have chatted with so many parents day in and day out throughout my years in dentistry. So I have put together an amazing dental ebook for you. It is called The Tooth Fairy Secrets, and it is everything that you need to know from the time your child is a newborn till about age 10. And it goes through so many of the most frequently asked questions. We're talking when to start brushing their teeth, techniques to manage behavior around this, when to visit the dentist for the first time. That's a big one. How to ease nerves around dental visits, fluoride versus non-fluoride. When should teeth start coming in? When should teeth start falling out? Screening for ortho, pacifiers, preventing cavities, and so many more questions that I really, really dive into in this ebook. It is packed with information and it is so affordable because I truly feel that there is this gap in the marketplace for parents to have education around dental needs. I don't want you have to spend a ton of money at the dental office on filling cavities, doing all these things. I'd rather you have these answers at home from the comfort of your phone. So if you have not asked any of these questions, you probably will, unless you get this ebook. So I have put the link in the bio for you to click on. It is super affordable, and I really just hope that it helps you throughout this time in your life with your kiddos.
Period is here. It's normal. I ovulated. Like, all of these things can kind of be that check of like, Kate, yep, you're doing good. Let's move right along, right? So being really, you know, open to that and just kind of going through and like maybe do a self audit of what's going on there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to add to that.
Totally. Yeah. On the note of nutrition, like, you guys, it is no longer a cliche saying of like food can either be poison or medicine. And what we're taking into our body and the quality in which we're feeding ourselves, right? Like, we know that processed foods are just literally packed with poison, mm-hmm. and like additives and things to make the shelf life longer and all of that. But if we're really genuinely trying to get back to like the nature of things, mm-hmm. we need to take a conscious look at whole foods and what it is that we're really putting into our body. Mm-hmm. And we have to also acknowledge like the state of where our food is coming from. So if we're, you know, yes, choosing a whole foods diet and really choosing, you know, like seasonal vegetables and mm-hmm. those kind of things, our soil is not the same as it was when, say, our parents were, you know, like
growing up
and all of those things. So like things have changed. And same thing with meat, right? Mm-hmm. Like I know that some people are like, oh yeah, I'm vegetarian. And then like they want to get pregnant and they're like, I think that they're just feeling this pull to like have meat again, you know? And it's like, mm-hmm. if we follow that and really not only educate ourselves on like, what are the like minerals and the nutrition, the nutrients and, you know, vitamins and all of those things that are in our food, and knowing that they might not be, that quality might not be there just based on like where we choose to shop, mm-hmm. But that we can be supplementing, right? And so when you're talking about switching and ditching like products and why we love this business and why we love the, you know, the standards that it's held on, it's like, this is how we can really consciously choose what we're putting into our body, and that those things are directly affecting our systems.
Yeah.
And that, of course, it just doesn't mean that you're not like having treats once in a while. It's mm-hmm. not, that's not the thing. It's like from the baseline of what your nutrition is, what are you taking in? Are you having enough protein? Where is that protein coming from? Is it packed with hormones? Is it, you know, more of the grass fed, you're getting it from a local ranch kind of vibe, right? Like you and I have both done that. And I just feel like that's another empowering choice to be like, this is where we're going to put our money. This is where we're investing in this aspect of our health. And I just think this can't be overlooked, you know, and that when you do choose to honestly shift where you are spending your money, that it's a good feeling, but it's like, you're really doing yourself a 10 out of 10 favor.
Oh, 100%. And I think too, with having that conscious choice, you can't also stress yourself out to the max where you're now like, okay, what am I having? What am I doing? How am I working out? Am I sleeping enough? Da, 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 da. Because mm-hmm. again, that almost hyperfixation can also play a big role and kind of act in the opposite way. So I always think about it as like, if we can make those small conscious choices towards just being a little bit healthier, a little, have, you know, a few more nutrients in our food, mm-hmm. you know, controlling the controllables really is what it is. I still love a glass of wine. I still love, you know, whatever. We don't need to be perfect, but we just need to look at the overall picture mm-hmm. and say, okay, what can we control? What can we switch? And what are those little shifts that do really compound and add up to big effects? So I'm going to switch over into more like body awareness and stuff, because I think that that's also a really, you know, powerful thing now that you, well, let's say that conversation was a lot about like conception and getting pregnant and whatever, which can also be a little bit for like holding a pregnancy and whatnot. But now let's chat home births, because mm-hmm. I think this is really cool. And this is something that you just know a lot about. You've been through it once before. You have, you know, a massive community of people around you that are also within it. Can you walk us through your journey with home births? What inspired you to choose this path? How has it shaped your perspective on childhood? And like, how do you stay in tune with your body to do that, kind of like the team that you have to have and whatnot?
I love this conversation so much, because like, this is something I'm actually so passionate about. And I will tell you all that I only knew one other gal that I was like growing up with and working with at the time after university that had a home birth. And I was like, damn, I want that. Mm-hmm. Like she had the tub at home and this was like, this is what I'm doing. And I was like, oh, also, let me first tell you that I was born in Kelowna General Hospital, and so was my brother. You know, I was born vaginally from my mom and really fast. And I'll tell a little bit of my story with Aubrey, but like, I just only had one person. And so if I could literally be that human for anyone listening, maybe for you, not telling you that you should do it, but just that if I could be this one example of how amazing home birth could be for you, mm-hmm. From a place that feels really aligned for you, just know that that is like, that feels like everything because of how special our experience was. So, I only had one other person in my life that had a home birth. And I will also tell you that my husband was like, sorry, what? Like babies are born in the hospital. Like his mom was a maternity nurse for 25 years. And he was kind of, that's all he knew. Right. And so if you are a product of your environment, then those are two very contrasting ends of the spectrum, right? I just had this feeling that I was like, oh my God, the coziness, that's what I want. And I think that if you have created your home in a way that feels really cozy and safe, mm-hmm. and that you're like comforted by being like at home, like I can be a homebody for sure. That was just what felt right. Also remember yeah. that when I got pregnant with Aubrey, it was COVID times, and I literally, if I'm being so candid, I related anything at the hospital to sickness and death. Like any time that I was at the hospital, I was just like, this does not feel like the loving environment that I would like to bring another human into the world in. And so that definitely played a part in just like, I feel safe at home. And I did so much research to just be like, what are the stats on transferring? What are the stats when we talk about this being like, you know, birth being like a medical event? That was just something that I really rejected. I was like, I don't think that birth, pregnancy and birth is not a medical event. And like, if all of us, just like imagine this for a sec, if all of us were low risk, there was no red flags, we just waited to the end of our pregnancies, no matter where you were, you could birth your baby. And then I kind of started going down some rabbit holes of like the first the first kind of intervention.
And this is why we love Roz. Yes,
the first intervention is you going out of your space, feeling your contractions, and getting in your vehicle to drive to the hospital. When I say intervention, being like, that's a disruption, okay? That's actually a better word. A disruption is more of the energy behind that, right? So just know that I felt really safe at home. That mm-hmm. is the thing, and that's what I want to empower anyone who's considering where to birth, is like, go through all of the things that you want to educate yourself on, that you're curious about, mm-hmm. so that you really can make that choice of like, where do I feel safe? There's lots of moms that I've talked to. Roz, I don't know how you did that. I feel safer in the hospital. And they go and have their baby in the hospital, and there you go. But just know that it's a very real thing that when you go into the hospital, there are timelines that are kind of like set upon you, that if you're at a certain point and it's very like, you know, measured, that if the baby hasn't come out by certain timelines, that that is what they have to uphold. And then things can, you know, the cascade of intervention, you can look it up mm-hmm. if you would like. Just that's more, there's more of a chance of that happening in the hospital setting. Okay. So that's just kind of like a bit of a contrast of where I felt safest, and that Grant and I, we had some really big conversations of just like, this is where I really want to have our baby. And that we got in with the midwives, kind of by fluke, because I don't know if it was a fluke, maybe it was divine timing, but that I was on like a wait list. Like they weren't accepting any people for the month that I was due in. And so I felt like kind of lucky in a sense, because the medical system was in kind of a state still at that time. Right. And so, yeah, we got in with the midwives and the care just felt different, mm-hmm. you know, at that time. just in the rapport that's being built with a midwife who supports you at home, like you can choose, right? It's either you have a midwife or a doctor. It's not both. And I think that was one thing that I learned. I was like, oh, you wouldn't have both. Like, you know, I had first started in doctor's care and then they can actually transfer you. So got in with midwife and it just started feeling really like aligned. And, you know, I do have sort of an overall kind of like crunchy maybe mindset about life and about birth and just being, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I think that was another piece of wanting a home birth. And so yeah, just being able to have that rapport, that's really just what I wanted to share about the midwife, is mm-hmm. like being able to build that relationship. They're going to be supporting you to bring this baby earthside. And that, we were really excited to kind of like go down the rabbit holes of like, what are the actual percentages of when things are emergent versus not? And like, can I just have this undisturbed physiologic birth, like just to allow my body to do what it's going to do, to bring this baby through? And like I said, I was low risk the whole time. And I know that that's not everybody's case, but just being able to have that have that experience to learn about the things that I really, that I was curious on, and to educate myself to be like, I don't feel unsafe being out of the hospital. We live, you know, 12 minutes away from the hospital if something were to happen. But when you really just let a mama do her thing and get primal, honestly, it's like that baby will be born. Yeah. The baby knows how to be born. Your body knows what to do.
Yeah. You know? Your body literally created a human. Yeah. It knows how to birth that human, which I think is so, so crazy. So in, I also just want to point out that I think it's crazy that Grant, I don't think I knew this before, that mm-hmm. Grant's mom was a maternity nurse.
Yeah. For her like entire career.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I think is crazy. And then also really cool that he shifted his mindset and was able to like understand things and go forward there. So just to kind of like wrap it up, because I think, you know, we could talk about this forever and always. There was something that really sparked you about Aubrey's birth. So I don't know if there was a story in there that you wanted to share about like that process. But I think maybe we can end it with that to just kind of give people a little bit of an insight of like what that maybe could look like, maybe like the ease of it or whatever. Like I just even think of for myself, I'm like, how cool would that be to just like give birth and like crawl into your bed?
Yes.
Like
yes.
That sounds glorious. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. And you guys, I really want to shout out my husband, Grant, because he's a very logical person too, that he was like, okay, well, I will look into kind of all of this information and the, you know, the percentages of like emergencies that are true emergencies, and like also the benefits that you can literally have your baby and crawl into your bed. Like mm-hmm. I'm just like, that to, for me was like the selling point. I was like, so I don't have to get in a car and go anywhere and be uncomfortable for any amount of time before I'm going to have this kid. And I just get to crawl in my bed. Like
sold,
sold, like let say less. But yeah, Grant really was open and I so appreciated that. Like I knew that he's a little bit of a, just a slow to process guy, and he would admit that too, but I let him have his process. And if any of you have maybe just some pushback on from your husband's standpoint, which is really normal, honestly, they don't know what they don't know, right? And so take him to the appointments, show him, you know, home birth videos, really like share what's on your heart and why this really matters to you, because that can also just really bring you guys closer.
Yeah.
So I think that that's just something that I want to add. But also the piece about Aubrey. So Aubrey was born in 3 hours. Okay. So
oh my Lord.
You know how sometimes you might hear stories of moms that there's like this big full day lead up of like cramps here and there. Nothing's quite building with contractions and all of that. She was born in 3 hours. So I literally woke up. I'll give you the fast version. I woke up. I had to go to the bathroom. I pooped and then I came upstairs and laid back down in bed and I was like, ooh, I feel like I'm gonna throw up. I threw up and then contractions started and it was like literally on. It was like on. So from that first poop to Aubrey being born, it was 3 hours, and that is actually insane for a first time mama. Obviously your body hasn't done that quite yet before, but I really attest that to not only my genetics, because my mom was like, just so you know, your brother was born real fast and so were you, so make sure that's on your profile. Yeah. And I was like, okay, like, you know, genetics is a thing, biology is a thing, and so we kind of laughed about that, and we laugh about it even more now that Aubrey's born and just that we had that experience. But I also attribute it to really clearing out the pregnancy and the birth space with no like mental junk of like, I went to therapy and like, you know, cleared out any shit from past experiences. Mm-hmm. And I actually had an abortion when I was 23 years old. And I was so scared that somehow that was going to like affect my like pregnancy and my birth experience. But I realized that going to therapy about that and like from that shit relationship that I was in, and I was like, I do not want this. I'm really scared. To that point, it was so empowering. It was mm-hmm. like, okay, you know, let's clear out the junk. Like if you have stuff with exes, get it out of the way. If you have things within people in your family, with friendships, any of that like stuff that kind of hangs on your body and in your mindset, when you clear that out, I really think that it creates you as a vessel that's just like, well, this baby can come through. There's no like energetic mm-hmm. blocks. So I'm not going to say that that's exactly why she was born so fast, but I feel there was some just like clarity within me that I was like, okay, I'm so ready. And this baby can come through without any of my stuff like hanging on them.
Yeah.
So there's that. And now as I'm 3 days out from my second baby, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I like cough, is this baby just going to like come out in an hour? Like they say that the second baby comes out, you know, faster. And I'm just like, how much faster than 3 hours can we go? Yeah. So
when we asked Roz to come over to record this, Jared was like, oh, should we get the pool ready? I was like, oh Lord, I mean, it could, like, we're not sure.
Yeah.
We could laugh a little too hard and then get into some sticky situations here. But
yeah,
I just wanted to say thank you. I think, you know, we've had these conversations, we dive down rabbit holes together all the time, and I love it. And I just, you know, when I was thinking of, you know, guests for the podcast and conversations that we want to have and kind of get into as we, Jared and I, get into this phase of life and like having these conversations together and like making these decisions and literally taking all the steps that we talked about today, I just think it's a really cool conversation, and you are just so knowledgeable in so many things and have gone through and done the energetics and done the work, and you know, obviously have, or I'm going to say have two babies because this is, she is ready. Like they're there. I'm just not sure what else they're growing, but,
more fat.
It's all done, right? they're here. So I just think it's really cool and special to have that from both of us in very different, times in our lives, which is really cool. So for the, you know, if you guys have questions that Roz has alluded to, you know, in terms of midwives or resources or whatever, you guys, she is a wealth of knowledge. I will put her Instagram handle in the podcast notes for you. Reach out, ask her questions. She loves these conversations. And I just think it's a really cool spot to be able to, you know, I am so grateful for the people in my life. I actually have a lot of women in my life, Roz being one of them, who have had home births, and you know, also a lot of moms that have chosen to go to the hospital and whatever. So it's been nice to have both of those experiences, but to be able to learn both and not be, you know, kind of sheltered or like walled off from mm-hmm. those conversations. So we hope that this was a bit of maybe the start of the conversation. Maybe this has, you know, added to the thoughts that you've had. Maybe this has shifted some perspective. Whatever it may have done for you, just let us know. You know, tag us if you are sharing this podcast, or reach out to us on Instagram if you want to continue this conversation. So we love you guys. Thank you, Roz. Yes. And
maybe we'll do part two when the second baby
comes. Yeah, exactly. When baby is here. It's so, so exciting. So we're going to let this pregnant mama go pee now, because it's been about 30 minutes. And you know how that is at 3 days out. Okay, guys, we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It is our mission to help as many people truly thrive in all aspects of their life. It honestly means the world to us that you are here.
If you got any value, support, or takeaways from today's episode, the best thing that you can do is screenshot this episode and share it to your social media. Or you can leave us a review below. We read every single one.
If you are looking for additional support or resources, check the episode details below or send us a message on Instagram. We would love to connect.